Good morning and welcome back to Sonoma County Focus. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Tracy Nielsen. She is the owner and assistant winemaker at La Pichune. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. So we've got Taste of Sonoma coming up. This is the big wine event in Sonoma County. How often has La Pichune participated in Taste of Sonoma?
So we've participated almost in every year since we've always participated when we've been met since we've been members. It's really Sonoma County's best party.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of wineries coming out. There's local chefs, restaurants. There's fantastic seminars that'll focus on everything from Russian River to Anderson Valley to the Petaluma Gap, which is really exciting. And we're just thrilled to be part of it.
That's excellent. So tell us, give us some background on your winery.
Sure. So we're a really small producer. We started our first vintage in 2012. We make just 1,200 cases a year. And our focus is we really want our wines to be balanced, but we also want them to have nuance and really represent the site where they come from. You know, everyone talks about terroir or sense of place, but we are really obsessive about it. And we think that soil matters and the way the wind is blowing, the way the fog is coming in, the way the sun is hitting the grapes, all of that is so important, and it's our job to express that in the bottle.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. How did you come to winemaking and owning a winery?
So, funny story. I had tried originally to get into the wine industry, and I always wanted to be on the production side, and so I tried to work a harvest or, you know, I wanted to sell barrels or glass, and no one would hire me because I didn't have any experience. And this was, you know, over 15 years ago when I had first tried to get in, and I had started taking classes. I went back to school to UC Davis and was going to get my master's in winemaking. And so then my husband had the idea. He said, hey, you're really great at sales and marketing. You should partner with someone who already makes great wine.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how Andrew and I got together. Andrew Burge is our winemaker, and he and I met at a party through a mutual friend.
That's great.
And he was looking to make a change with what he was doing, and I was determined to find a way into the industry. And we just started with 5 tons of Pinot Noir, and we had a beer at the Underwood and Grayton, where, you know, most brilliant ideas are born. And, you know, we started with just 5 tons of Pinot. We made one Pinot and one Rosé in 2012. And now we make 7 different Pinot Noirs and from different vineyards and 3 different Chardonnays. We also make a Chenin Blanc and then the Rosé as
well. Rosé, yeah. And the Rosé was recently written up as one of the ones for summer, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're really excited about that. You know, there's a lot of Rosé out there. I'm sure you know, you drink a lot of wine.
I love Rosé, yes.
They're not all created equal, and we are making our Rosé, you know, we've always made it with intention from the very beginning, and it's pretty special and seems to always stand out above the crowd.
That's excellent. Yeah. So if folks are going to Taste of Sonoma, which is on Saturday, August 31st at the Green Music Center, how will they find you?
So we are at the Grand Tasting, and as a lot of our other winery friends are, which is a really good time, and it's a great opportunity for you to try some wines, especially from smaller producers that you may not see all the time. And then we're also this year part of the library tasting, and we're pouring magnums. We're doing the big bottle tasting, so we're really excited about that. We're bringing out magnums of rosé, which you won't find on our website, but we're bringing those to share. And then also magnums of our special Pinot called Choix de Merde. And it's a magnum-only bottling that we do. It's Andrew and I go through our favorite barrels of Pinot Noir, and we make a select blend. We only make 60 magnums. It's magnum-only. And bottle everything by hand, and it's a really special, beautiful wine, and I think it's going to be a great day for it.
Now, I speak a little bit of French, and I think I know what that means.
Yes.
Which I don't think we can say on the air.
No, but it's choice. It's choice, right? So it's the best.
Okay, okay.
Yes. So it's the best stuff. that you can
stuff, right?
Yes, we'll leave it at that. Yeah.
I love it. That's a great name. Very fun. What is it like as a woman wine owner in Sonoma County?
So it's that question is always so funny to me because I don't think of it, and I think of myself as a winemaker that happens to be a woman. Mm-hmm. And I've, you know, been in a lot of male-dominated industries, whether it was being a raft guide on the river or, you know, I have background in medical sales. And I guess I never asked for permission. Yeah. And I just assumed that there would be a seat at the table for me. I went in with that assumption and right. thought when I'd show up, there would be a chair. And I always find a way to have a chair at the table. So it is funny though, because sometimes people still are like, oh, so your husband runs the business.
Oh, wow.
Or, you know, people that still just
make assumptions.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's always just, it's a reminder that, oh, okay, maybe this is an issue, but it's not something that's even in the back of my mind. It's right. just, this is what we're doing. And
that's who you
are. Yeah, it's yeah. pretty great. So.
I love it.
Yeah.
This is a really fun opportunity at Taste of Sonoma to be able to meet people like you, to go in and try those boutique or smaller wines. Because as you said, you may not have open hours regularly. It might be, you know, by appointment only or just sort of, you know, not necessarily on people's radar. So this is a really fun opportunity.
Yeah. And it's great for people to come and see us and other small producers, like mm-hmm. you said. And it's a great opportunity for us. We like to think of ourselves as Sonoma County ambassadors.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to represent the vineyard or the vintners and the vineyards and really elevate the kind of wines that you can find.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I also noticed that your wines, you tend to have a more hands-off approach. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, sure. So we, you know, we work with family run small vineyards where most of the families live on the property and they're sustainably farming the vineyards. You know, you hear a lot of things about certified organic, and I think that's for a small family vineyard, that's a really expensive process.
Costly, yeah.
Even though they're doing
everything right.
that it takes, because they live on these properties. It's the right thing to do. It's how they want to live. You know, we do all native fermentations in the winery. Very little manipulation. We really want to represent that vineyard site, like mm-hmm, I mentioned.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be something that's a lot more popular, this sort of natural idea of wine.
And so I wouldn't say it's natural.
Okay.
I think that's, you know, natural, that's a very popular thing to say. I think our philosophy is you want to be hands-off, but you still have to drive the car,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
You don't want the car to run into the side rail. We want the wines to taste good. We
yeah.
want them to be not have flaws. We want them to be clean. We want them to be beautiful, have nuance, represent that site they come from. It's important to, you know, it's like a chef that maybe needs to add a little more salt or a little more garlic.
Sure.
Andrew always says, if you went to a really nice steakhouse and they just brought you a piece of meat on your plate and didn't season it, it probably wouldn't taste very good. So
right.
there's little, you still have to drive the car. That's just how mm-hmm. I like to look at it.
Yeah.
And that's important. It's an important way to differentiate, I
Excellent.
Guess. Yeah.
Well, people can try the wines at Taste of Sonoma. How else can they come and visit La Pichu?
Yeah, so you can go to our website. A lot of our wine club members order our wine direct. We offer tastings by appointment. Mm-hmm. I do tastings at the winery in Santa Rosa, and we also are going to start doing tastings out in the vineyard as well by appointment. So please drop me a line. You can go to our website at lapichu.com and mm-hmm. Find us or give me a call directly. We'd love to host you for a fantastic experience.
All right. Excellent. Well, we'll see you at the Taste of Sonoma and also come out to visit you at the winery. Where in Santa Rosa are you?
We're Coffee Lane. Okay. We're in a custom crush facility at Vinify.
Oh, great.
And we share space with maybe, 30, 40 other small, fantastic producers.
So. That's exciting. Yeah. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Tracy.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Tracy Nielsen, she is the owner and assistant winemaker at La Pichune. You can find her in the library panel, which is going to be a lot of fun, with Strictly Magnums being poured. It should be very fun at Taste of Sonoma on August 31st at the Green Music Center. And then also visit them online at lapichune.com. This is Sonoma County Focus.